So we have concluded our executive session pertaining to dealing with the superintendent's contract. We are now going back into open session. The time now is 7:56. I'm making that motion to go back into open session. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Three, four. Aye. Seconds. Aye.
Aye.
Right. So at this time, moving on to action item K, I would like to make a motion to approve the superintendent's contract as discussed. The only thing that we're going to change is number two on the addenda information, which is going to be a decrease in his evaluation bonus to $2,000.
Aye.
Aye.
That was by almost, and
who seconded?
You got
the favorite
one.
Yeah.
The secretary.
The clerk. The clerk.
Oh, she's a clerk.
Oh, she got moved up on the
line. I got a promotion.
We couldn't spell
secretary.
So.
Who was shorter?
Okay, I got to fix this. Then we had a motion to come out of closed session. Sorry, my computer died on me.
So congratulations, Mr. Master Macklin. You're here for another 3 years.
You haven't roped him again.
We have to tie it down now.
That was at 7:55, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
7:55 we came out. 7:56 we went into open. 7. What's wrong? Is your back bothering you?
No, it's because I've been sitting all day. My butt.
Well, these things are so comfortable.
Yeah, those are the best ones. I'm not
tired. Motion by Almost, second by Romero.
Well, we still have two protection for you.
I know. It'll go fast.
That's the fun part.
All right. Okay. So just a couple of things that I didn't have on here that I want to make sure I told you. I already told you about we're going to do a reminder for the parents. So if they take their kids to be tested, that'll be on there. If somebody doesn't like it, you might hear from them. Second thing is the schools are getting together to decide what they're going to do second semester for athletics. And I guess I'm sitting at the same philosophy that until we get kids back in school, I don't believe we should be participating in athletics and traveling. And this fall, it was a mess. They had places like Wilcox and other places where they allowed anybody that wanted to come, and they'd have 150 people at a meeting. And then there were other places that only allowed a couple of parents or else no fans at all. So I said I thought the conference needed to really decide what they were going to do. And I told Mr. Hernandez today that I was going to tell the board tonight that my plan would be that we are not going to have athletics unless we are able to return to school in a normal setting. Because I don't feel that we should be traveling and taking a chance on. I mean, if we're going to Sierra Vista and all these other places and open ourselves up to get more kids sick and they bring
it
back.
It's awful to not do it. I was a jock and it's
terrible.
But
I love sports. I mean, I love sports, but I just can't see that that's got to be the important thing. On my report, I did say that about the conference. Sorry, that is on there, number one. So, number two, our summer food service program. Again, you guys can keep passing it along that we have that food service from 10 to 12 free for anybody that is out of the womb to age 18.
Well, wait, now when are we doing it?
It's every day, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12. We just are putting up signs, started putting up signs today. We were going to have signs made.
You're okay, 18?
Up to age 18, yep.
Okay.
And it can come here, or we also have 4 bus stops. They're on the website, and we've sent out information to the people on the bus route.
You can take food to bus stops?
Mr. Hubbard makes a run every day, goes to Safeway. There's 2 stops up north, and then 2 stops out east.
Wow. Huh.
So some days we were getting 10, 11 lunches, and the last 2 days it was 1 and 3, so we need people need to come out and get them. That will help us get out of debt with our lunch program. Number three, pandemic's brought many of the changes. The challenges involve funding grants, et cetera. It's creating kind of a backlog in the business office. And, even though Donna and I are both trying to do the grants, I just don't feel, I think what we need to look at, in all honesty, is we need to take that business manager position, and I think we need to divide it up. And I think we need another person in the office that can do some things that regular
books. It's a big job. Salary.
Well, you got accounts receivable, accounts payable, and payroll. And if you could take those things and then you just did all the other things with the business part of it, it's much more doable. But right now, I don't know. That's, if I lose sleep over anything, it's just that I just feel like we're just spinning our wheels and we're not quite able to get over the top. And every time I think we're getting there, then we got to do 3 or 4 more days or 7 more days working on a doggone grant and jumping through all these hoops and then sending it back. And then we got to redo stuff and send it back in. And so I would like to take the business manager position. I'd like to divide it into 2 job descriptions, and then I would like to bring it back to you guys, and then I would like to advertise and see if we can find somebody. Because I do feel if we could even find someone that had regular public bookkeeping skills, we could teach them, we could have them do payroll and help with the 2 account payable and receivable, and you have another person in the office that can handle the money, which is what we always get dinged on. We always get dinged on that. We don't have enough people that touch the money.
Right.
So, you can't.
<I'm old>.
So, I went through that before, and I had a good board member, and then they got hired by the school. They were replaced by not so good board members, so I have nightmares every time I think about it. That's something that I'm going to put together. I'll shoot the information out to you guys. Donna has it on her computer, the job, and then I'm going to get it from her, and we'll break that down. I'll get some input from probably from Nikki at the county, just to make sure I'm seeing everything the way it would be. And then obviously, then when we get to the get to look at how we would do it, we would have to break it down for next year as far as how we would, what you would put as far as salaries and things for the 2 positions. But I think right now, I told Donna today, for Donna's health and well-being there, I think Donna's doing a lot better on a lot of things, but she just can't have a W on her chest. And she can't try to be Wonder Woman because she's not. This has been a terrible year to try to keep up with all the things that we've had to.
Well, I think last year was hard.
So,
not last year, the year before was hard because a lot of things got thrown at her and that there was nobody was helping her.
Yeah,
she was just in there alone.
I feel like, I don't know. We had an honest conversation and she knows. I don't want the stress level to try to keep doing this to have an impact on her life.
Right.
In a negative way. And I mean, I see it.
Superintendent is supposed to work with the business manager.
Yeah.
And so now you're doing that.
Well, and I told Donna, I mean, I wish I was better at the fiscal. I mean, I tell her I know enough to be really dangerous and not enough to do a lot of damage. You know, because.
I mean, you're there, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah, well, but I really feel like, what we've been doing is we've been scheduling. We have Miss Elias doing a couple of the jobs, you know, like e-verify and helping count cash
down.
Does
she do truancies and stuff?
Huh?
Does she do truancies?
She's with the attendance and all that, but that's not that was not under Donna's.
No.
Yeah. And then we have Miss Borquez helping file and things like that. But see, if you're able to divide those things up and you actually have a strategy and you can build a bit of a team, I think we could get somewhere where. I just think right now it's really difficult to try to go out in Cochise County and find somebody that can come in and do everything and keep up. I don't think there's that person. When you look at the schools, you know, and yeah, some of them are, you know, bigger than us, but a place like Palominos has actually over 3 people working in their business area.
Yeah.
you know. So, I mean, they're not bigger than us. I mean, I don't think they're bigger than us, or if they are, not by much, you know. And so I just think in order for it to be successful, I think that's something we have to do, and I like to put together, as long as, you know, there's not a, you know, astounding no way in the world we're going to think about that. From you guys, I'd like to put that together, get it to you guys, have you look it over, get the input from, you know, the county, and Don and I sit down and go through everything and try to find something, because we're going to have our audit coming up in 2 months. And, you know, I don't want to be just behind so we get a bad audit just because we're behind and trying to catch up.
Well, and see, a lot of times business managers, it's easier to teach them how you want them to do it than try to get them to unlearn something that a habit they've established. But also, I think it helps when you kind of do have, like, different divisions, you know, like a lot of other schools do. I bet before we had a lady that embezzled a bunch of money, you know, a couple superintendents back. And so the thing about Donna is we know she's honest and she works hard. And so we didn't have to worry. I mean, the embezzlement thing was really a disaster, you know, and the superintendent was involved in it. And so it was a nightmare. So I'm glad that Donna's a true blue.
I just, you know, I just think that with the different funding that we have coming in with the new prop and all that kind of stuff, I think that's there. I also think that since we're using some money right now, we're paying, you know, like part of the hours we're using Ms. Borges for, we could use that funding. I think there's different ways to move it around like we've done on some of these other things. We saved a lot this year. I mean, a lot of money in our custodial and maintenance area. So I think we'll continue to try to find ways where we can save money if we don't need to spend it. But I do think this is an area we need to really seriously look at, because the finance part of it truly is, you know, I mean, if I'm not doing my job and we can't, Donna can't keep up in the business end, those are the two things that the public sees. Mm-hmm. I mean, also they see, you know, our teachers on online and everything. But, I mean, those are the two things that get people to show up at meetings.
When even City Taylor didn't have it
so,
all
so, so,
you
know. What I'm understanding what are you proposing?
I'm proposing to you guys that I want to take this and I want to bring it back to that January 5th meeting. Uh-huh. I want to break down the business manager position. Uh-huh. I want to tell you the two ways that what I'd like to break it into, uh-huh, what I'd like to have Donna do, and what I'd like to hire somebody to do. And then what we would do is with that person would come in kind of in a training position for this first 6 months, and then when we got to July, we would have to reevaluate where everything is, who's doing what, and how much you're paying each person.
And are you talking about a full-time position?
I think right now it would just depend. I think right now it...
the audit. We haven't gotten there to where we have a...
You know, we haven't spent all the money we spent on Heinfeld and Meech last year. You know, we've saved that. Mike Conley has had some health issues, so he hasn't really been able to help us that much this year. So that's kind of where we're at right now, is why I was counting on Mike for more help and support. But I don't want to turn around and spend... You know how fast the money went to Heinfeld and Meech.
Yeah.
A phone call, they drive out here, drive home, and you've got $5,000 spent.
And then
they
kind of fouled up too.
Well, right? They were good. It's just, I mean.
But they do a random audit, you guys. I thought that they went in and really looked at everything. They don't.
No.
They just pull one here, pull one there.
They look at days. They look at wherever you have the receipts, and they pull different businesses in different days.
Yeah,
different
they don't, it's not a forensic audit.
Yeah.
You know.
So if you have a bad week, that'll be the week that they pull. Trust me. You know, but I feel good because all of the things that we did with Heinfeld and Meech last year and the things we put in place, we followed. We've gotten bids. We sent letters out and got bids from all the people that come and do work for us. So we're not having to get three bids every time we do something like that, because we did that ahead of time. We're doing a lot of things correctly. And we've been doing that now for the last year and a half, which is good. But, you know, in 2 months, I just want to make sure we're ready and everything's clean. And I think that as we move forward, it's just way better than to have to try to do everything in a 2 month period crunch to clean everything up and help us catch up. Let's just realize that this is more than a one person job. It might be one and one full time and one 25 hours a week. It might be 30 hours. It might be 35. I don't know. I don't know exactly until we get it divided and we see who we hire and what they're capable of. You get somebody that might be very good in the public sector that only wants a part-time job that has good experience in bookkeeping, they might be able to come in and whap it up 20, 25 hours a week. You know, I mean, if you're going to have to totally train somebody totally new, it might take a little longer.
Yeah. So. And, you know, it is the most, when it is as important of a job as yours, you know.
I think it's way more difficult to find a bookkeeper and a business manager person than it is to find a superintendent. Because any idiot can get a certificate, you know, take classes and get a certificate. That doesn't mean you're going to know what you're doing. So, and you guys can tell me if afterwards or, you know, when we're done. I just wanted to tell you, FSB, we are going after a new conditioner or a new HVAC unit down in the gym. And honestly, we're in pretty good shape with PPE. And I got an email the other day that the county had juvenile masks. And I said, well, we'll take some. And they delivered 4 cases of them today. So I brought them to all the teachers so they all have face masks for the kids when they come and don't have them. Took them to the kids in the gym and the computer room.
Oh, wow.
And so we're in better shape now with PPE than we were. But I think we're in very good shape right now. And I really think we're set probably to get through March right now, maybe even April. And we were hoping to get through January. So some of that is because we've been more online than we had planned on. So when you only have kids in 3 rooms, you're only spraying 3 rooms versus spraying 18 rooms each day.
Well, can you tell me the thing about the misters and Mr. Swartz trying to fix that one? Can't they technically get like a pesticide one? Isn't there a brand new one?
Well,
and
the mister...
can dial the misting capacity, you know, on those?
The canister ones that you pump up, for the most part, don't mist down enough because we want a really fine mist because we're spraying it in the air so it's covering everything. So it's very fine.
That wouldn't work.
The sprayers that we use, we have... Actually, I'll just go grab one.
You know, I read that FEMA thing. It says that when you spray it on a surface, in order for it to kill the germs, it's supposed to stay wet for... over 30 seconds?
Yeah, we spray all the tables, and then we wipe them off. Half the time, the tables are already dry, and it's been 3 minutes. But every one of the teachers, every one of the custodians, every one of the workers, every classroom has a bottle, and in here is, what's it called, steramine?
Well, how are you doing when your custodians are sick, and they're gone? How are you doing with your lack of 2 custodians?
Well, we only have 1 maintenance guy out. It's been fine. I'll be honest, the one we miss the most is Victor because he does so much with technology and everything else. I mean, he does about 5 different jobs for us. So, but hopefully they have the release from the doctor in the hospital. So they should be here tomorrow. It's worked fine. I mean, we moved Miguel's hours to later when we have the testing site working, but they only showed up 2 days so far out of 10. So it's been very frustrating with that. But you put 1 tablet in here, you fill it up 3 times, and that is enough in here. All we do is we spray the tables. Whoops, that's not on spray. That must have been outside. Oh, it says playground on it. So you spray it, and you just spray it all the way down, spray this, hit all the tables, and then you go back and you wipe them off. And as long as it's on there for 15 to 30 seconds, it kills everything.
They said that you're touching like a hard surface. That lasts longer on a hard surface.
Yeah, we have different disinfectant that we use on the stainless steel type stuff.
I would try not to even touch it.
But we have this. We have the sanitizer. We have the wipes. Each teacher has wipes. We have the sprayers. But the mister, what happened is to get to the mister, and then it goes into the tank. And between those two is a hard plastic lid, and it was leaking.
Oh.
So Armando was cut a rubber thing to go around there so that we had basically a gasket, because all we needed was to stop the airflow so the water it wasn't coming out. And I saw Francis use it today, I put a student in one of the rooms where my teacher was homesick. The student that had it, we had to wait for mom, so I put her in that room. So after she left, we sprayed that room and we sprayed the bathroom. Wow. And shut them down. So yeah, he went by the bathroom in there and had yellow tape and a big X. That's it. We just sprayed it and we kept it closed for one day, and we'll open it up tomorrow and it'll be okay. But I think what we're doing, most of the stuff we're doing for the PPE and stuff is at or above what other schools are doing. I think we're right there or above everybody else. So I think for the most part, our staff generally feels good that they got really nervous when we had a student in school back in October that had it. They were some that got very excited. A couple of them were upset with me when my secretary came.
That's a communication problem, too, with the mother, right?
Well,
and the result,
what happened was the mother never returned the call to the county, and the county just called and left voicemails.
That's good.
And said, call us. They didn't say, call us, please, because your child tested positive. So for how many days? But the thing is that mother never sent the child back. She took the kid out 3 days before she tested him and never sent him back to school. So he probably was contagious the last day he was here, but he's a kid who sat in the corner of both classrooms. He was only in two classrooms. He was a fifth grader. Back corner in this room and the other back corner in the other room. There really weren't kids that close to him.
Perfect.
So, you know, that's why we were pretty certain that we were going to be pretty safe, because both teachers said
we're
nobody was really
around
him.
Too, though.
So, but we've been lucky. The two kids that have had it have both worn their masks a lot. You know, so. And so that's, let's see. So I guess if anybody wants to give any feedback without it being a vote, if anybody wants to give me any feedback or your ideas on reworking that job description and trying to bring something back to you guys, when I get it done, I'll email it to you and have you guys take a look at it, if you're all right with that.
Your job description?
No, business.
Oh, manager. For Donna. Oh,
yes.
I was going to say, what? Okay.
Yeah. If that's all right.
Does Donna feel a little good about that? To free you up to...
Donna knows why, because I worry about her health.
Right.
And
especially in this environment we're in right now. Lord.
Well, you know, that's what the county told me, was the people that are in the office are the ones that are highest at risk. So,
like Mr. Lewis, I mean, you come in contact with more people than probably anybody else.
And if you guys want to just wait and give it to me and give me your info after, that's fine too. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I didn't put it on as a voting thing because I didn't.
I just want a word of mouth, yes, let's move forward on that. It's not really a vote required at this point, right?
Right. I'm just
researching it at this point.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then I will give you guys the information, and then we will move. We can put that as an item on that.
We can live with that.
Deciphers. Everybody not going to gripe about that?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
So. Let's go ahead and schedule our next meeting.
The 5th is organizational, the 19th is our regular.
If we could do that, that would work, if that works on you guys' schedules.
Well, a lot can happen between now and then, but
Right. Tentatively,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Right now, yes, no.
Yep. Well, the 19th, we're going to Tucson, but I should be back.
Is the 19th a Tuesday?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we're already doing that meeting late, so if we have to move it back late, or if we have to do like we did with Brisa tonight and just start you on the phone and get back 10, 15 minutes later, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
That works. Okay. So, set the next meeting at 5:15 on 5:15 on January 5th.
Don't leave. No.
Oh,
I'm not.
She's not getting ready to leave. She's just ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
For organizational. And specific topic issues.
I guess we could go in close too, huh?
I think that's the last day to do it, right? By policy, the organization thing? Yeah. The 5th.
It should be done. I just know in Minnesota I had to have it done by the 6th. So I just thought the 5th was that first Tuesday, so I think we're supposed to do it by then.
Yeah.
And then the 2nd, and then a January 19th meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't keep any notes. So you really need that. That's just, so these are just the things that Tim wanted us.
You good?
And meeting was adjourned at what time?
So I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting at 8:21.
Back in the motion.
So close.
Aye.
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 We still had 5:15 in there. That was a great meeting we had last time.
Oh, it was great.